Tony Smith, there were big Super League points in the end, but you've had to work mighty hard for them.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, both teams, I thought, were trying really hard. Both a bit scrappy. Both looked a bit ropey at different stages. Whoever held onto the ball was going to win the game. And, you know, I think we did that slightly better than the Catalans. But they're very, very dangerous. They got some terrific attacking players. Zeb Taylor took, you know, he's a real handful. And, you know, he's throwing balls out the... at the back there that were troubling us at different stages, but you know, they got some speed and they broke us a few times, but I thought we scrambled really well. It showed that we were, you know, willing to fight for that game.
Both teams seemed to give away a lot of ball.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah, it was loose and sloppy at times. You know, that's what fatigue does to you, and you know, having a Sunday Friday games, you tend to get those, or you know, Saturday to Thursday, like last night. But you've got to do that every now and then. But we've had too many of them this year where the short turnarounds have really affected the league, I think, and the quality of the rugby league. But, you know, you've got to be able to handle it every now and then, but too many can cause sloppy games.
Massive point in the game when you were behind and Morgan Escarray had a chance to go over again.
Yeah, he had a chance, but, you know, we scrambled pretty hard. I thought... Our back three, if you like, fullback and two wingers worked really well in scrambling and come up with some really big plays. And, you know, they were helped by some eager people up front and, you know, some desperation there. Gaz O'Brien in the corner did, you know, great covering tackle to, you know, save us as well. So it showed the commitment the players had.
You've used the word scrappy, but you still had some big performers out there. Dwyer, Ben Curry.
Yeah, Chris Hill. I think Chris Hill was outstanding. Steph was terrific at times, and he was a bit of rocks and diamonds at stages as well. But Curry was, yeah, very good, I thought, for most of it. You know, Dwyer really gave us a spark when he came on. He's a live wire, and, you know, he sped the game up, and he was just what we needed at that stage. So did a great job. But, yeah, there were some good performers. I liked what England did off the bench as well. He came on and gave us a bit of a... you know, bit of size and bit of go forward. You know, Ash at different stages was good, but come up with a couple of offloads that we could have done without. And Chris Bridge, you know, probably had his strongest game for a while, but, you know, come up with an error near the end off a scrum on first play that, you know, we could have throttled him. But, you know, aside from that, I thought he was outstanding too.
O'Brien for young Declan Patton, was that a big call for you?
Yeah, big call, yeah. It's a big call on a kid like Deck too. He's come in and he's done a pretty sound job, and, you know, he just was showing some signs of, you know, fatigue. And for a young man to come in and be expected to run a Super League team around, it's a hard thing to do. So it was time for Deck to have a bit of a break, and, you know, Gaz O'Brien deserved a chance again. And I was a bit worried for Gaz in the first half. I didn't think he had the strongest of starts to the game, but I thought he got better as the game went on. But, you know, having said that, Gaz hasn't played for a few weeks himself. So, you know, it's hard for a guy to come in and play at his best when he can't get a game elsewhere.
And finally, after that short turnaround, you've now got the luxury of a full week and a bit before this field. You're licking your lips, you can get some work done.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to. You know, you don't get a chance to fix things up from your previous game, and that's part of the problem. And that's why, you know, some teams aren't at their best and get their most consistency, or most teams this year, because of the short turnarounds. You don't get a chance to fix up what you need to. And, you know, we'll get in the next few days, we'll get some real good hard work in there and ready for a really big trip over to Huddersfield.